קטע מספר 9.
Excerpt number 9 from Rabash volume 3, 2 exertions. The order of one's work in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, when wanting to work for the sake of the Creator, is that we have to fight and defeat the evil inclination. Human nature is to exert wherever it is beneficial to oneself. And when one sees that no such benefit will come out of this work, he is unable to do the work. He then makes a claim and asks, "What is this work for you?" Meaning, what benefit do you get out of exerting? And when one overcomes it and argues that he wants to work against nature, namely to bestow upon the Creator, the evil inclination comes with a different argument, asking the question of wicked Pharaoh, who is the Creator that I should obey his voice? It is possible to work for the benefit of others only when I know that the other accepts the effort. But if you have two efforts, one, he needs to overcome and go against nature, to work not for his own benefit, but for the benefit of others, namely for the sake of the Creator. Two, he needs to believe that the Creator accepts his exertion. And those two questions are the principal arguments in the wicked one's claim. Other questions that come to a person are about offshoots born out of those two aforementioned questions. And the aforementioned questions can be overcome only by the power of faith, meaning above reason. One needs to reply to the wicked one, saying that in the intellect there is room for what you are asking, but above the intellect, meaning in faith, one believes in the words of the sages that only this path is for, which is for the sake of the Creator, meaning when a person gives all of his energy and effort for the sake of the Creator, this is his entire purpose. And for this purpose was the world created. As our sages said, the whole world was created only for this, namely for fear of heaven. Thus, when he answers the wicked one that he is going above reason, which is against the intellect, then the intellect can no longer ask any questions, because all the questions are within reason. Whereas above the intellect, there is no room for questions. And therefore, when the wicked one asks the questions, he is told, the time has now come when I can do my work in faith. Meaning, by your asking some question, and I reply to you that I'm going by the path of faith, and I'm not answering you intellectually, this is a sign by which to know that my work is in faith above reason. It turns out that you caused me to do a mitzvah, a commandment, because only now it has been revealed to all that the way of the Creator is only faith.